Episode 562. Thank you all for listening to episode 561. It's Sting versus Triple H. And I literally put about, 10 eyes in there. I am Ear Infection Gray here with my co-host.
Healthy Bear
and Mover Parrot.
Mover Parrot. Thank you to Wes Anderson for Moments in Time. Check him out on Facebook, Wes Anderson Music. Give him a follow on Twitter at Songs by Wes. Thank you to All Wear Clothing. Visit allwearclothing.com. Mention Overline Podcast, and Brandon will hook you up with that deal. Thank you to Crandall's Quality Landscaping. Give Sean a call, 419-704-5471. Serves the Toledo and surrounding areas and not
Dayton, Ohio.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you to Paper Denim Art. Go to Facebook, check out Paper Denim Art, mention Overline Podcast, and Danny will hook you up with your deal. Thank you to Sparty Steve, Grey Key Merch, and last but not least, Connell Barrett, DaneTransformation.com.
Make sure you get to DaneTransformation.com and get that free consultation from Connell when you mention Over the Line Podcast. And in the meantime, get to Amazon.com and buy Connell's book, Dating Sucks, But You Don't.
So, I told Bear he's doing most of the talking today, but I will say this, as Bear handles everything else. So, I'm at work about, 12, all of a sudden, ear just starts pounding. I'm like, great. This is going to be awesome. So, I get a hot compress and just put on the bag, hot bag on my ear. I'm just like turning my video on and off in meetings. And I'm sitting there like, I have three more meetings today. I don't have time to go to the doctor. Plus, they couldn't get me in for a week. I don't have time to go to urgent care. None of that shit. So reach out. And I'm like, oh, does MedMutual have, Teladoc? They don't. They have NurseLine. They can't prescribe shit. So talking to Sparty Steve, he says, I don't know anybody that's tried it, but try Amazon and see what you can find out. So I go on Amazon Clinic, and I tried the messaging one. It was like $32, but they couldn't do it because they don't handle the cold, flu, ear infection, any of that shit. So then I do the video one, and it was $85, which is basically what I would have paid to go to my doctor. And so I'm sitting there, and it says, we'll text you when the clinician's in the meeting. I'm like, okay. So it texts me. It says, so-and-so, the nurse practitioner has joined the meeting. So you got 5 minutes to join. I joined a meeting. Tell her what's happening, what's going on. She's like, yep, this sounds like this is what it is. Ask me the history of, that ear, and says, yep, you're good to go here. I'll send you a prescription over to your pharmacy. Just like that. Done. All virtual.
Amazon Amazing. Taking over the world.
Love it. So Amazon Clinic.
I mean, if no one else can get you in,
and they don't use insurance, so it doesn't ding my insurance, does nothing. It was just $85 straight up. I'm like, sweet. And then got the prescription. Of course, that uses insurance. Hello, Scout, or Bree, could be Bree. I'll say it's Scout, but we don't know. And so it was pretty cool to use, and I recommend it to people if you're in a pinch and you just need to go and you don't want to go sit at the urgent care or go to the ER or go to any of that, and you just got something like that, check it out. Worth my time and worth my money.
Yeah. Go Amazon. Way to get the sick people healthy.
That's right.
Jeff Bezos taking over the world one day at a time.
So it still hurts like hell. Did the eardrops earlier, but it's feeling a little better, but still hurts like a sump bitch. So I bow out. Bear takes over the show.
I got it. This will be fast, easy, and painless, unlike your ears. Golf last week, Players Championship. Wyndham Clark leads Thursday through Saturday and most of Sunday until about hole 8 when Scotty takes over, man. Scotty Scheffler, man, wins 2 weeks in a row, Bay Hill and TPC Sawgrass. Just impressive shit. He hurt his neck Friday. He hurt his neck. Literally is getting treatment on like the 12th hole on Friday, fucked his neck up, and comes out on the weekend and literally shoots 68-64 to steal the tournament from Wyndham Clark. But Scotty had a monster week. Dude's the best golfer on the planet. Done and done. I mean, he is easily the best golfer on the planet. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. If his putter stays hot, he's going to win. And I think I said that with Dub's pick, who did pick Scheffler, that if Scotty's putter stayed hot, he's going to no way he's not going to get beat. I mean, even a neck injury couldn't take him down. So just absolutely impressive stuff from him. He's going to be off probably for a couple weeks, I would imagine. I don't know if he'll play again until the Masters would be my guess, but we'll see. If it would be smart if he did, though. I don't really think he needs to play again until Augusta, but I could see him playing in the Texas Trolled Houston Open just because it's kind of like a, I mean, it's good for the kids, raises a lot of money, charity event for that. So I could see him playing in that. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Scotty again until Augusta here in about 3 weeks. But yeah, I mean, heck of a tournament, a lot of big names up there. The left half of the board did great, the right half of the board sucked. Simple as that. Dub gets a one out of Scotty. Gray and I get a six out of Hideki, had a great week. Cody, Parrott, and Jeremy all missed the cut with Justin Rose, Justin Thomas, and Will Zalatoris, unfortunately. So your updated standings. I somehow took the lead, 31.3. Gray sneaks into second, 33.7. Parrott in third at 34.3. Jeremy in fourth, 43.4. Dub, 43.7. And Cody in dead last at 58.9. This week, we are going to the Valspar Championship Innisbrook Resort, the Copperhead course. All comes down to wind this week, more or less. I mean, if the course plays windy, it's going to be super tough. If the course isn't windy, there's birdies all over this place. So you're still getting a good amount of names that are up there playing this week. You got Xanders, you got Spieths, you do have big names. Usually after 2 big weeks, a lot of the guys take off, but we do have some big names this week. Your defending champ is Taylor Moore, who shot 10 under last year. And before that, Sam Burns went back to back here at Innisbrook. So 7,300 yard course. Again, really going to be more of a win thing. Greens here are tough, pretty much play the same as Players Championship, similar greens. So, you should see some of the same people up there if they're going to putt the same. But again, I'll say it for the 55th time, wind will be a factor this week. If it's not windy, the course will play easy. If it's windy, it's going to be tough for them to even hit double digits under par this week. So for the Valspar, with all that being said, I am going with Doug Gim this week. He's had four top 20s here the last 4 years, and he's also had, I think he's been in the top 25 the last 5 weeks on tour. So Doug Gim's hot. He has good course. He plays well at this course, so I'm going to go with him this week. Graham?
Go with a guy that's super cold, but can be hot, at any point. And Parrott took him last week, so he missed a cut. So this week, I think he's not going to miss a cut. Give me Justin Thomas.
JT for Gray. All right.
Give me Mr. Keegan Bradley this week.
Keegan Bradley. Parrott, you started off so hot, and then the last 2 weeks, you've missed a cut. So you got to get back to your winning ways.
My favorite's that he missed
Hey,
a cut
well, when you
2 weeks
start,
ago.
when you start off good, there's only one way to go, and that's down.
Well, hopefully Keegan gets you back on. He actually is one of the not favorites, but he's one of the picks that VSiN, the Vegas Sports Insider Network, made this week. They like Keegan Bradley this week, and they've been doing pretty well lately. So hopefully that fares well for you. Do we have anything from Jeremy, Gray?
I will find out.
Okay. We know Cody won't pick unless he shows up later, so we'll get that. And Dub will get his to us as he always does.
Cody ain't coming home. The engine's running. There's nobody behind the wheel.
We might have a shot of him getting on here, so we'll see. If not, he'll get the last place guy like normal, but his golf year is already fucked anyway, so I'm not too
Oh,
worried
look at that. I just clicked into it and Jeremy's typing right now. I didn't even say a word. I
about
just clicked into it and he's typing.
it. I love it. All right, well, we'll see what Jeremy does. In the meantime, let's get over to NASCAR. Bristol last week, back on the concrete, no dirt. Man, them tires got eaten up this week at Bristol. That was bad. Those new resin Goodyear tires. Yeah, I don't think one person liked
Real
them.
quick, Andrew
Yep.
Putnam.
Andrew Putnam. That's a good name for a golfer, isn't it? Putnam. Andrew Putnam for Jeremy. But yeah, Bristol, man, they ate them tires up. The right side tires got destroyed last week. These new Goodyear resins, I don't think any driver liked those. They were not happy with that. Brutal week for the drivers and the tires. But when they put new tires on, I mean, holy shit. Did you see some of that? Don't know if I sent you the video with Larson, but Larson was, after he got new tires, he's like, dude, this is insane. It's like a video game. They have his dash and he's just blowing through guys. Like it was unbelievable with new tires what they did. So really crazy race. But Denny Hamlin ends up getting the dub. I think that's his fourth, third or fourth Bristol win in his career. But yeah, man, Hamlin had a good race. Ty Gibbs had probably the best car, should have stayed up there. But yeah, Denny is playoff bound now, which we knew he was going to be. But what was that?
New NASCAR pick leader, at least for this week.
I was just going to say that. Yeah,
Could drop to eighth.
in our four pick league, Gray takes the lead. And the funny thing is, I think out of the top four guys, the fourth place person's 9 points out. So it's a slight lead, but it's a lead, and that's all that matters. You can get a lead. In that and it's a lot easier to hold than catch up to. And then in our other DraftKings NASCAR league, got Cody just blew us away this week, dropped like a 425 spot, and I think the next closest
Dude,
person was at like
insanity.
350. Crazy this week at Bristol. So a lot of high scores at Bristol this week. Absolutely nuts. Hamlin gets the win. For a podcast, we actually didn't do bad. Besides Dub, got a 34 out of Noah Gragson. B26, Brad Keselowski got me a third. Chris Buescher gets a seven for Gray. And Grambling misses going to overtime. Sorry, I was watching the first
Oh,
four.
shit. Yeah, I need to watch that. What channel is it on?
True TV. Yeah, they're just missed shot. They're going to overtime with Montana State, tied at 7-2.
Gotta get my squares out. So, real quick, before we go back to this racing, Spence and I have a 19% chance of hitting if you combine us both.
And he say
He
he
already hit one.
no, you guys have a 20% chance of winning. He has
Does
a
he have
split.
10?
He has another one hiding in there. You got to find it. But yes, he does have 10.
Oh, you left it white, so I just didn't. All the other one. Oh, there's the other one. Oh, cool. So we have a 1 in 5 chance. We already got our one, so we got to win in the next, 8 more.
Yes. You and your twin brother got the other square yesterday. That is
I know that son of a
RC.
bitch.
Yeah, yes, he did. And he put in 100. So, I mean, you guys have 25% of the board
The three of us
between
have a
you three.
25% chance.
Yeah, between you three, you have a 25% chance.
And
Pretty
those
much,
two already hit, so I'm due.
yeah, pretty much if pretty much any game that ends in one as a winner, Spence has a good chance.
Oh yeah, dude. He's but he has
so
all the high numbers, you know?
he does. It's yeah, it is tough, but that's a good thing if you have one though. So
Oh yeah, absolutely.
it's a good thing there. But yeah, it'll be good. A couple of good games yesterday. Actually, I'll tell you because I didn't tell you. So Nate reached out to me and said he was watching or listening to a podcast or listening to somebody, some gambling handicap or whatever, about betting on the underdog of every game of the tournament. Last 3 years, there have been profit. Now, obviously, we've had 2 16 seeds win, but the last, out of that, they have profited betting the money line of every underdog. So I'm doing that this year. $5, $335 total. And I'm already 1-1. So go Grambling. That would make me 2-1. So we can see if we can rip some profit out of that. I'm doing that as a test. We're going to see how profitable betting underdogs are in the tourney. So go 16, 15, 14, 13 seeds. Love you all.
Hell yeah, that means Bears betting on Sparty this week. Love it.
I am betting on Sparty this week. If they stay the dog, that line, I mean, I don't think the line's going to change much because they're the first game tomorrow. So my guess is I'm Sparty, but I'm on Sparty anyways. I have them, I think, in pretty much all of my brackets except one, but
I haven't even filled out a bracket yet.
Izzo, I saw a stat. Izzo as a 9 seed or worse is like 9-1 in the first round or some shit like that.
Jesus.
Something, yeah, you get a really good record. So I can see him getting one and then getting absolutely shit pounded by North Carolina.
Oh,
So
come on now.
I'm sorry, it's gonna
Well, they're going to
happen.
play Wagner because, Michigan State, my alma mater's got to play Dan's alma mater at Wagner. Dan, by the way, because he lives in the Dayton area, went to the game yesterday.
Good.
to see Wagner, his alma mater, win the game because Dan played golf at Wagner. He's a
Hell of it.
Seahawk for life.
And that was my underdog yesterday. So I'm with Wagner too. I was happy
Yeah,
to.
and they were short people. Almost blew a lead, but that doesn't matter.
Nope, that was tough. But who the hell they play? I'm blanking right now. But they made a valiant effort.
Howard,
Howard made
yeah.
a valiant effort and had three threes at the end of that game to tie it and didn't hit one of them. But yeah, it
Nope.
was crazy. Absolutely crazy. But to finish out NASCAR, Gray and Jeremy both had Chris Buescher. We got sevens. Justin Haley for Cody has a 17. I see Gary Jr. in the background there. What's up,
Yep.
buddy? And then Blaney with a 16, man. I don't feel bad for Parrott just because he was been dominating us in NASCAR, but dude, Blaney dominated qualifying and practice, and somehow still only finished 16. Just had a tough race day. So our updated standings, Jeremy takes the slight lead over Parrott with a 6.6, Parrott at 6.8, myself at 12.2, Gray at 12.8, Cody at 15.6, and Dub at 18 point. Cody's beating Dub, which I find absolutely hilarious.
Gotta love that.
Do we have a pick from Jeremy on NASCAR?
We do.
And
Jeremy
Jeremy.
is taking Ross Chastain.
I'm sorry, I didn't even say this week we're going to the Echo Park Automotive Texas Grand Prix, COTA Circuit of the Americas, first road course of the year. Should be a good race. I know Chastain has done very well here. So good pick from Jeremy. Parrott.
I am going with Mr. Kyle Larson this week.
Kyle Larson for the Parate. I'm going with a guy who has not finished outside of the top 10 here in the three races they've had. And last year's winner of this race, Tyler Reddick.
And Jeremy has one of the other three guys. You have the second guy. I'm taking the other guy who's got three top tens here. Give me Alex, the showman, Bowman.
Right. Bowman. I was actually stuck on McDowell this morning. And then I looked and I was like, yeah, I got to go Reddick. But McDowell has finished, I think, 13th, 12th, and like ninth here or something. So he runs well here as well. So that'd be another one for possibility. Might be on my league sheet. We'll see. But yeah, we'll see what we get from Dub.
You might see a 1, a 48, a 45, all on my sheet this week.
I will for sure. 1 and 45 will be on my sheet unless Chastain starts in the back. 45 will 100% be on my sheet. 1 most likely, 34 very good chance, and maybe the 99. Never know. Maybe the 9 as well.
I know, I thought about the 99. The 9 has the best overall finish here, but he's only raced here twice.
I haven't used Chase yet this year, so I'm kind of hogging him for the road courses.
I've used him one time.
All right, so we'll get. Well, I guess we should say who's Texas? Who's Texas? We got to pick for Cody because we know he ain't gonna pick. Who just screams Texas?
Austin Dillon.
Austin Dillon. Cody, I
See
like
him with his cowboy hat.
it. We will get Dub's pick in. We'll do a quick NHL NBA update. Just for everyone out there before we get into before we get into the bracket, because that's going to take a while.
So let me ask you this before we go into this. Do we want to do the bracket on this show or do we want to save it to be the second episode? Because we can watch along things for days.
We can. I mean, I yeah, can we can you do you want to put out both the episodes tomorrow?
I can do that.
Okay, let's do that then. Our second episode will be the bracket. That works. We can ease into that one. I like it. Because actually, I'm pleasantly surprised, and we'll tease that for the next episode about the bracket, which will inform everybody when we get there. But we'll flip into the NBA really fast. Just do a quick preview. Celtics have our first team to clinch a playoff spot. Best team in the NBA record-wise right now. I think best team in the NBA talent-wise as well. But they're 8 games, or I'm sorry, 7 games better than the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Denver Nuggets. who are both tied in the West and first. So that's good. Good for my bet. I just need Boston to win the next two games, and they win. They wrap up the Atlantic, which wins me my bet that I made earlier this year. So can't wait for that. Yeah, they're up 10 games right now overall on the Bucks, 11 on the Cavs.
Well, they're about to be 11 up on the Bucks if they finish out this game. They're up by 13 at the half. No, Giannis.
Oh, look, they got 69. Giggity. 13, yeah, they're up 13 on the Knicks. 13 and a half on the Magic, surprise team there. 16 on Philly. If Embiid comes back healthy, man, that's going to be a scary team down there. People letting them hang around, that's no good. I don't think anyone's going to want to see that. That would be like worst case scenario for Boston if Philly drops
play to the eight. Sixers.
And Embiid comes back healthy, and you guys got to play the Sixers in the first round. That would suck. But right now they're sitting in the sixth spot, which they'd be playing the Cavs, so that would be terrible. Well, if Embiid's not back, it would not be good. The Pacers are seventh, Heat eighth, Bulls ninth, Hawks 10th, and the Hawks have a 4.5 game lead on Brooklyn for the last spot, and then a 7-game lead on Toronto as well. Hornets are there, but about to be eliminated. The Pistons and Wizards at the bottom both have been eliminated from the playoffs. In the West, Oklahoma City and Denver are both in the top spot. The Minnesota Timberwolves are 1 game back. Clippers 5 games back. Pelicans 5.5. Sacramento Kings 8. Dallas Mavericks 8. Suns 8.5. Lakers 11. And Golden State 12. Houston only 2.5 back of Golden State. The Jazz only 6.5 back. Memphis pretty much out of it, 25 back. And the Trailblazers and Spurs both have been eliminated, though Wemby will 100% be Rookie of the Year. He is having an awesome, awesome season. Happy to see that. And, you know, the Spurs with Wemby, people see how he's playing. Talent's going to go there. They still got they still have one of the greatest coaches to ever coach basketball, with Greg Popovich. Get young talent, get in a couple grizzled vets in there, man. Whew, Spurs could be dangerous here in the next couple of years. Ain't no doubt about it. We're running into hockey. So we have the, the Bruins are in the top spot in the entire NHL. They love getting that President's Cup curse. Yeah. 97 points in the Atlantic, Florida with 94, Toronto 85, Tampa was 80, and the Red Wings at 76. Just brutal fall off over the last 3 weeks for them, but they still have a shot, so we'll see. But games are running out quick.
Yeah, they kind of fell out after that beautiful win for Patrick Kane in Chicago.
Yeah, it was literally after that. Right after that is when Larkin got hurt, and the wheels just kind of have fallen off. In the Metropolitan, the Rangers with 94 points, Carolina with 92, fun battle up top, the 76ers, Jesus, listen to me. The Philadelphia Flyers with 78 points, Capitals with 75, Islanders have 73, Devils have 70, Pittsburgh has 69, giggity. So giggity. All right there to get that fourth spot in the Metropolitan, they're still there. In the West, we have Winnipeg and Colorado both with 93 points. The Stars with 91. Nashville with 84. Minnesota 76 back, kind of tough. The Blues 75. Arizona pretty much out of it. And Chicago has been eliminated from the playoffs. And in the Pacific, Vancouver has 94 points. Edmonton 86. LA Kings 81. Vegas 79. And 8 points back are the Flames, Kraken at 68, 11 points back. And then the Ducks and Sharks both have been eliminated. So that is your quick preview for the NHL and NBA. Next week we'll have to do our baseball preview. It's already going to be
that's September.
All right, well, we'll always make our picks. But there was a game this morning, yesterday when you're listening to this, but in South Korea, there'll be another one when this comes out, and the Dodgers beat the Padres in meaningful games 5-2.
Well, they do count.
That Dodgers offense looking good to start.
Wait, is it – so the season started?
These are the only two games. So they're just playing a two-game series in South Korea, but they both count. And then the season starts actually the 28th, a week from tomorrow, or today when you're listening.
Of course. So
opening day.
You know, the Stanton's 3 home runs in 5 innings today don't mean shit.
They do not. But, yeah, baseball starting up. And why we have that just came across a little bit ago. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter got fired. Massive theft alleged. He stole what it sounds like $4.5 million from Ohtani because of his bad bets. Deep in gambling debt, and it was stealing from Ohtani. Crazy, dude. Absolutely crazy.
Idiot.
I mean, well, if I was Ohtani, and I think he's a nice guy, but if I was Ohtani, dude, I'd put him in jail. I assume that's where he's gonna go, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But bad for them. Very bad for them.
So,
Was gonna say, what are you gonna get into next?
before we go to UFC. Just a few things here that and trivia, we got to do that too. So I
There you
just
go.
screenshot a couple things. So Apollo Global Management Group, major private equity firm, has submitted an $11 billion bid to acquire Paramount Pictures and Paramount TV. This will not include CBS, Paramount Global's cable networks like BET, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, and MTV, or the streaming business. Paramount Plus and Pluto TV. Literally just the movie studio and TV studios. 11 billion to put in
Wow.
a bid for. I thought this was great. So, who's the greatest Indiana State Sycamore ever?
That would be one Larold Bird.
That is correct. So they Indiana State allowed is only allowed one manager on the bench due to NIT guidelines. They held a manager Olympics to see who got the spot. Awesome.
Like that.
Most points in a single season, NHL. So, 8 of the top 10 all time are
Gretzky.
correct. Who are the other two? And just for perspective, I'm going to go down the line. Gretzky 215, Gretzky 212, Gretzky 208, Gretzky 205, other person 199, Gretzky 196, Gretzky 183. Other person 168, Gretzky 168, Gretzky 164.
I had to guess, I would say Lemieux and McDavid.
Lemieux twice.
Lemieux twice. Okay. McDavid was close last year, I think, wasn't he?
Yep,
He was
yes.
pretty close.
He's gonna crack, but dude, nobody's touching 215 ever.
No, oh, absolutely not. I mean, McDavid, it would be the only one, but there's just too much talent on that team. There's just no way.
Barry, hey, Jeremy. Gets a square.
Does he?
Eight to
Nice.
one.
Ready? 88, 81.
Does he only have one square, too?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
And I love it. And so far on my board, all the left teams have won. Wagner, CSU, Grambling. So Colorado is on the left against Boise State. So bet Colorado if you want to go off my random Excel board.
Nice. So I found this interesting too. Long Beach State and Dan Monson parted ways after 17 years on Monday, 6 days, so this was last week. 6 days later, the Beach completed an improbable 3 wins in 3 day run to capture the Big West tournament and the automatic bid that comes with it. Now they're going to play number two Arizona in the first round of the West region. In film before the championship game against UC Davis, Monson painted a picture for the Beach, telling his players how amazing the next 48 hours could be, how they'd celebrate their win in Vegas and then celebrate it at his house on Selection Sunday. We got you, coach, they yelled back, revved up by his speech. And then Monson broke down the emotion he tried to bottle, finally spilling over. The last thing I put on the board before we left the locker room was stay in the moment. It's bizarre and yet somehow oddly fitting arc for Monson. So he is done. He's no longer the coach, but he's coaching them to finish the season. So they let him go before they won those 3 games, and now they're in the tournament.
Yeah, and he said he feels like George Costanza, which I absolutely loved. I thought that was great.
Yeah, and right. And then Jeremy, I told him he won. He's like, Bears contest? I hope that's what you're talking about. Awesome. One
Yeah.
square
Already
wins.
got one. Which is
Just
good.
halfway to his money back. He forgot
Yeah.
his the playing games count towards that.
A lot of people do.
Winner, winner.
What is Dub doing? So for golf, Dub is going Brian Harman, which I think is a great pick this week.
Kaz
He's playing
Grala.
really well. He's been playing really well. And he took Kaz Grala
Is he
for
trying to save
NASCAR,
people?
which I mean, I get it. Kaz Grala was a good road. I mean, he is a good road course racer, but
We'll see.
he hasn't been doing that bad this year. He really hasn't. Like, he's had a decent year in the car he's in, so I'm actually kind of impressed.
So we are ready for trivia. Me, Bird, and Bear.
Yeah, and I will get the standings up here. Trivia, trivia, trivia. Where is, there we go.
So Bird, it's tournament trivia. Let's see if
In
we can
our
get Bird on the board.
updated standings, we have Gray at 29.5, Cody at 8, myself at 12.5, Dub with 0, and Parate with 0.
I was told, Parrot, you have a chance at both.
That's big time.
Sweet. Yeah.
At first, he said, "Here we go. Bear has a chance tonight with both." I mean, Parrot, my bad. Bear also has a chance. LOL.
Probably not. I've been doing bad lately.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give you five facts regarding the tournament. Each one you will have to guess if it's true or false. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Here are the five statements. Number one, Christian Laettner is the NCAA tournament's all-time leading scorer.
Chat box.
Yeah, we'll chat box it. So we'll just run down the line. Well, I think we'll just write it. We'll do each one as we go. Just say when you're ready.
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 Three, two, one, go. Yes. Okay. You guys say yes, I say true. All right. Number two, David Robinson holds the record for most points in an NCAA tournament game. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready? Three, two, one, and go. We're all on the same page. Number three. And remember, we're going to see what we do. He's given us five facts. North Carolina has the most NCAA tournament appearances.
Okay.
Right, three, two, one, and go. All right. Four, the NIT tournament was actually founded before the NCAA tournament. What button?
Calling.
Nice. All right. Sorry. So, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
I didn't have it here. There we go. Three, two, one, and go. True, true, false. And number five, the Oregon Ducks were the first team to win the NC, well, win the national title.
All right, man.
I'm ready. All right, three, two, one, and go. True, true, Bird, false. Go. So we're going to see. Bird, I hope you got some points here.
We'll see.
So number one, everybody said true. True.
Okay. How many
Everybody.
points do we get for each of these?
Two. Parrot
Okay.
gets two. Number two. False by all of us, we all get 2 points. Austin Carr holds the record.
AC baby, cap legend.
Number three, true for me, true for Bear, false for Parrot. False is the correct answer. Kentucky has the most.
Ah.
Parrot. 6 points so far.
3 for 3.
And Bear with 4. Number 4 is, what do we have here? True, and false for the parrot. The NIT tournament was founded before the NCAA tournament. True. 2 more for Bear and I. So 6, 6, 6.
Oh boy.
And the last one, false for Parrot, true for me and Bear. The Oregon Ducks won the first national title is true. So 8, 8, 6.
All right.
And one more question. Wrestling. For 3 points, the very first King of the Ring tournament to appear on pay-per-view in 1993 had 8 participants competing for the crown. How many of the 8 superstars ended up in the Hall of Fame? So 1 to 8, Barrett. The closest gets it.
4.
Okay.
So I'll say 7.
Yeah, I was going to say 5. So it's probably less than that. Go 7, 5, 4. Oh, shit. Put go on the other, on the wrong thing here.
Well, I know Bret Hart, so there's at least 1.
Watch it be 3. Parrot gets 9 points if it's true. 4 on the button. Parrot with 9 points. Bret Hart, Jim Duggan, Mr. Perfect, and Razor Ramon.
What a
Those
lucky
are not
guess.
Inducted. Bam Bam Bigelow, Lex Luger, Mr. Hughes, and Tatanka.
Yeah, so 2. There should at least be 6.
Right.
Mr.
Parrot
Hughes,
with 9 or
probably not going to happen. Tatanka, I don't know. I don't think Tatanka is a Hall of Famer. Parrot, do you think Tatanka is a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely not.
I love your response to that.
Absolutely. Why don't you think Tatanka is a Hall of Famer?
No.
I wanted to see what he said.
You want
to
know why?
Why?
Because he's a knockoff Tonka truck.
Actually, it was a Indian, but that's.
I think you just got the name of the episode, a knockoff Tonka truck.
I agree. Knockoff Tonka truck.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, I love the bird. The bird coming through in the clutch.
As always, UFC in the Apex again. Back to a normal time, 10 p.m. start, which I don't know how many people are going to watch, but we're going to see.
Who won the main last fight?
It was Tybura. Ended up knocking out. He submitted to Avasa. Yeah, he submitted him. Rear naked choke. Forgot I watched that. Yeah, they came in, and once Tuivasa got taken, he got rocked a little bit, and then he got taken down, and he held him in a rear naked choke, man, for a while, and Tuivasa was fighting it. And I'm surprised because the ref only grabbed his arm once and flopped it, and he did it, but his legs were still moving, so he wasn't out. It was very strange. So I really thought that they would have let it go a little bit more, but they called it. And Tybura ended up beating Tuivasa in the Apex.
So, by the way, Jeremy said, go Parrot. That right there is the upset we needed to kick off March Madness.
Again, all in for upsets, baby. Let's go. All the upsets is here. I love it.
So, am I left this week?
I think I'm left this week. I think you were left last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Wherever Tuivasa was, I didn't say it.
Yeah, I think you were left last week. So I was left on the pay-per-view. And then last week was the fight after the pay-per-view. So I should be back to left this
Perfect.
Week. So again, UFC at the Apex, fight night. First fight of the night, heavyweight fight, +120 dog from Nigeria, Muhammad. I'm not Kamara Usman.
And -142 favorite, Mick, where are you? Parking.
In a flyweight bout from Brazil, Igor, I'm not Luis Severino.
And from Brazil, Adriana Lima, the model.
A women's bantamweight bout from Mexico, Montserrat Rendon.
And from Mother Russia, Daria Zahelzinanyakova.
And a featherweight bout from the Dutchland, Jarno Ahrens.
from the United States, Stephen Wen.
Why does he get a black and white picture?
I don't know.
Bantamweight bout from the United States, -148 favorite, Miles Johns.
And +124 dog from the United States, Cody Gibson.
Another featherweight bout from Brazil, Ricardo Ramos.
And from the United States, Julian Erosa.
A lightweight bout from the United States, +130 underdog, Kurt Hollabaugh.
-155 favorite, Trey Ogden from the United States.
Lot of close odds here so far. That was the end of the prelims. Going to the main card, another featherweight bout from Mexico, Fernando Padilla.
And from Peru, Luis Payulo.
Featherweight bout from the United States, a -148 favorite, Billy Quartantillo.
Quarantine. +124 dog from Morocco, Youssef Yalal.
Bantamweight bout, -148 favorite from the United States, Peyton Talbot.
+124 dog from South Africa, Cameron Simon.
Middleweight bout from the United States, -192 favorite, Edmund Shabazan. Sounds like a magic trick.
Edmund Chabaton. Man, that's just kind of a, I don't know, man. Mine's easy. +160 dog from nowhere, AJ
Nowhere
Dobson.
from parts unknown. Heavyweight bout, -180 favorite from the United States. Oh, Carl Williams.
+150 dog from New Zealand, Justin Taffa.
Your main event of the evening, women's flyweight bout from Brazil, the number eight women's flyweight, +205, Amanda Ribas.
And not ranked, -250 from the United States, Thug Rose.
She must be moving up or something. Why she isn't ranked?
Yeah.
Maybe she was a straw weight, now she's a flyweight. It
Yeah.
has to be.
I didn't think of it like that.
I
You're
was about to
right.
say, I don't see why she wouldn't be ranked. That's the only way that she's not, because she's gonna destroy Rebus.
So,
Think.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think so. It's playoff. It's March Madness time. NBA and NHL playoffs are coming. Baseball's about to start. We're in the swing of golf and the swing of NASCAR. So it's the busy season, man. It's the busy season. So it's fun though. It's what we like. We love sports. That's why we do this. And we don't even have a pay-per-view, wrestling pay-per-view until WrestleMania. I was looking up. So nothing until then here in about 3 weeks.
And when we get into show season, so shows will be moving around to like Mondays and Tuesdays and random days.
Oh yeah, that's what
Yes.
we love doing.
That's right. So thank you to Wes Anderson. Thank you to All Wear Clothing, Crandall's Quality Landscaping, Connell Barrett, DatingTransformation.com, Sparty Steve, Grakey Merch, and Paper Denim Art. And as always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, and RIP to my good friend. For 15 years, 17 years he lived, Oscar.
Oh. Rest in peace, Oscar. He was a good dog, even though he was yappy. He was a good dog. I liked Oscar, the grouch. Rest in peace, Oscar. And go upsets, March Madness.
Yeah, rest in peace, Oscar. Oscar, go upsets.